Both the Boulder Valley and St. Vrain Valley school districts said yesterday that they will lift masking requirements inside schools after Friday. Relaxation of the mask mandate comes after the Boulder County Health Department unanimously agreed to pull back indoor masking orders on Friday at 5 p.m. for public settings, including schools and child care centers. Other districts have lifted their masking orders for schools. Jeffco has already done so, and Denver schools will do the same at the end of the month. However, because of federal law, masks will still be required on school buses and in all districts. However, officials at the University of Colorado Boulder will continue masking requirements on its campuses. CU Boulder announced that it will consult with Boulder County Health and could consider making masking optional indoors if there's progress on required vaccination boosters and fewer community infections. Boulder County officials announced yesterday that financial assistance has been expanded to include homeowners and renters who are displaced by smoke or ash contamination from the Marshall Fire. People need to apply with the county for the funds, and if qualified, could receive up to $2,500 for a household of one or two people, or $5,000 for three or more. Applications can be submitted online at boco.org/Marshall Fire Assistance. A pending bill at the state legislature would change what is being called a very confusing and outdated sexual assault law. The measure came out of committee yesterday. The Denver Post reports that as it's written now, the felony rape statute does not include the word consent and is not clear. Sponsors propose changing the language so that someone would commit sexual assault if they cause sexual intrusion or penetration, knowing the victim does not consent. The sponsors say the change would cause less confusion by jurors. Also pending at the state capitol is a bill that would ban open carry of firearms in close proximity of polling places. The Denver Channel reports that the Vote Without Fear Act passed a committee test. However, members were split along party lines. The measure would prohibit someone from openly carrying a gun within 100 feet of drop-off ballot boxes, polling places, and vote counting centers. Another bill has been introduced at the legislature to make free school lunches possible for any student, regardless of economic background. The sponsors hope it would streamline the current complicated process that many have to go through to show they qualify. And they say it would also remove the stigma many face when they have a free or a reduced cost school lunch. Colorado Governor Jared Polis announced his bid yesterday for a second term. Polis, accompanied by Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera, said that his agenda will include the high cost of living and crime. He cited his record in managing the response to the coronavirus, his efforts to hold down health care costs, and expand early childhood education. The Longmont City Council is moving forward to conduct a special election to fill a vacant seat in November. The Times Call reports that last night the council directed city staff to go forward with the November date, despite earlier hopes that they could fill the vacancy by April 5th. The vacancy occurred as Councilmember Joan Peck was elected mayor. The Longmont Council now has 6 members instead of its usual 7. A lawsuit was filed yesterday against Governor Polis and other state officials claiming that the Colorado Corrections Department is violating the state's constitution against slavery and involuntary servitude. According to a release, the complaint alleges that prisoners are forced to work against their will under threat of punishment that includes social isolation and extended incarcerations. The prisoners also claim that by paying only pennies per hour to a captive workforce, the state is violating Amendment A that was passed by voters and which prohibits slavery and involuntary servitude. Potentially thousands of prisoners have lost earned time, which pushes back their release dates, and have been put in restrictive housing for opting out of work assignments. The plaintiffs in the case are not seeking money, but for an order preventing the state from continuing to compel their labor. Officials in Douglas County said yesterday that they have received a request to release the names of teachers and staff who did not work on a day of protest earlier this month. More than 1,000 teachers and other staff staged a sick out on February 3rd in support of Superintendent Corey Wise, who was fired by the board in a contentious meeting about a day later. 9 News reports that the Douglas County School Board notified employees of the request for their names and said the list will be made public today. It's currently unknown who made the request for the names of the district employees who participated in that protest.